I'm joined for my next guest today, who is Dom from the band called The Lunar Keys. I've been playing their track, which is 88 Train, on the show since its release on the 7th of July. So we're going to find out more about the band and their music. They've enjoyed a lot of success on many other radio stations, including BBC Introducing, and four of their releases have enjoyed Track of the Week. So are you there, Dom?
I am, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Is it just you on your own or anybody else in the band there?
It is just me on my own.
You are the most important one because you are also the drummer.
I concur entirely.
Exactly. And I just have to say, for people out there who are not in bands, the drummer is the first one there to set up. And when you've done the gig and you're exhausted, everybody else leaves you to pack away the drum kit.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. Right. You should be paid more, really. I think you should put that out there. So the Lunar Keys, tell us about the band and how you all got together.
So there's four in the band. There's John, who's our singer and bass player. Lexi, who's our keyboardist, and she also does backing vocals. There's Steve on guitar and backing vocals, and myself, as you say, on drums. John and I are sort of the remains of the ashes from a previous band, and Lexi and Steve we recruited in early 2020. And went from there. A couple of months before lockdown, so that was great.
Well, a lot of people were very creative during lockdown. Were you able to sort of get, you know, do stuff online and start writing as a collective?
Yeah. Our first five, possibly six releases were essentially recorded in home studios and done that way. It was a really good time actually to get material together. And like you say, to be creative.
How would you describe your music?
Inspiring, I hope.
Yep.
So I think it's a wonderful little thing to be able to do, to make music. So I think you want your music to have some kind of effect on the listener. And I hope that our music gives people a benign kick up the bottom to sort of take charge of their lives and make some good decisions.
How did you come up with the name, The Lunar Keys?
There's kind of two sides to that, really. I think, first of all, we just like the sound of it. And secondly, the moon plays quite a key part in our lives. You know, it influences our moods, the tides, navigation. So in that sense, I suppose it's a little bit of an optimistic hope that perhaps our music will play a positive role in people's lives too.
You've talked about some of the songwriting, obviously, during lockdown, but how do you work as a band? Are you all writing individually or do you get into the studio and you jam stuff, or is it different every time?
We usually... So John, I think he is very much often pregnant with ideas. And so he comes up with a lot of the bare bones, and we then jam that in rehearsal, refine it, and everyone contributes. So it's a group effort.
I've asked a lot of bands this recently, and a lot of bands, this seems to affect a lot of musicians. It might not, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. Do you feel sometimes that songs come through you from somewhere else, like spiritually, that they come through and other songs don't? But sometimes you just go, where did that come from? Or does it not happen?
Yeah, without wanting to sound too esoteric, I think, you do get visited by things.
Yeah.
It's a bit... bit like you have sort of thoughts early in the morning and you think, wow, where did that come from? That definitely happens, and that's wonderful when that does. And I think most sort of core ideas probably originate from that. And then to actually structure the song, you know, work on the parts, that's probably more of a structured, methodic approach. But I think often the initial idea comes that way.
And do you record everything yourselves, or do you go outside of the band to get your producer and engineer, or is it all done in-house?
For the last six tracks, we've been working with a wonderful young man called Billy Foster, who works out of Snap Studios in London.
Yeah.
Really for the purpose, I think if you're trying to do too many things at the same time, perhaps you're not that good at all of them. So we kind of felt that maybe we should just focus on playing and someone else should focus on capturing it.
Yeah.
And that seems to be doing us favours.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then for mastering, we work with John Davis at Metropolis. He's very good. I mean, you may have heard of him. He's worked with The Killers. He's worked with U2. He's worked with Royal Blood. Mm. So a lot of bands that we like So hence our choosing his work.
Yeah, and it is difficult sometimes. I do speak to, obviously, singer-songwriters that produce their own stuff, and it's when you can leave it alone, and sometimes it's good to have that outside influence. So you do your job, and then you get somebody in to come and do the rest of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the other thing we find is, like, you know, when you work with someone that charges you money, then at some stage you kind of go, we're done.
Yes.
Whereas if you home record, you know, what stops you going back for the umpteenth time and go, I'll just tweak this, I'll just do that. And you're sort of like looking at number 34 of a mix and you just think, no, this is getting ridiculous. We're going down a rabbit hole. Yes. So I think it's good for someone outside to go, guys, you're done. This is good. This is a good take. Good night. Yeah, I prefer that.
What's the best lyric you think the band's ever written? And I ask all the bands this, and it's a chance to kind of, because everybody who's a songwriter will go, my gosh, that's really good. So what line or what song for you sticks out with when you go, that's lyrically fantastic?
So this is a song that, so first of all, the credit for this lyric goes to John, our singer, because he wrote it. But this is a song called If It Was. And the lyric isn't, I like it for what it stands for. The lyric goes, if it was just a choice you could make, would you change the world today? Would you sign it with your name? And I think the reason I like it, if I may tell you, is because I think we live in a world where we're so bombarded with images of misery and problems and stuff. It makes us feel quite, well, I don't know about you, but it makes me feel quite powerless sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think at the same time, if everyone just did a little bit different, we could make a huge impact. And I think that's the kind of message I get from that. You know, if you could do what you can do and everyone does that, that would be a huge impact on the world. So I don't want to get too preachy. You know, we definitely know saints, but I think some of our songs are about that the world could be a better place. Mm. And yeah, I like that lyric for that reason.
And I should really get every, I ask this of every band, and really I'm getting a little book together and then I'll make a full song using all the band lyrics, all the lovely bands that I speak to over the months I'm here. If you could work with any artist at the moment, that's somebody to collaborate with, either as a producer or a singer or somebody to come and do BVs as well, or any, you know, brass section, is there anybody in the world that you'd love to work with if you could?
This sounds really cheesy, but I really see everyone in the band as an artist.
Yeah.
And I'm really pleased to be working with them. So I choose them over and over.
Oh.
There is just really good chemistry.
Oh, that's
and we
nice.
All bring something different to the table. So we're very lucky.
That is really, you know what? That's the first time anyone's ever said that. They've always gone, yes, I want to work with this person. I'm like, okay.
It's probably because we haven't been on a 2-year world tour yet.
Yeah, well, I was going to
ask me after that, and I'd be like, oh, no, I want to be in the Foo Fighters.
And I was going to ask you about live performances, because it's one thing doing all the recording and then doing all the rehearsing.
Yeah. But
where bands like yourselves really love just to get out there in front of an audience. And obviously, we had lockdown, and then it's taken a while to get everything back. So are you going to be gigging? Are you gigging at the moment? Is it part of an album or an EP or just...
We're just wrapping up, so we've spent the first half of the year finishing off an album, which will hopefully come out later in the year or early next.
Yeah.
Whatever an album is these days.
Yeah.
But we have that amount of songs recorded. And we're definitely going to go out and play. I think we tend to be a little selective with what we play. We found that, you know, if you end up playing to 20 people in an environment that is sonically perhaps not doing you any favours.
Yeah.
You kind of wonder, well, what was that for? So we love playing festivals. We did like 3 or 4 last year. We're definitely up for support slots and stuff. But when we do our own gigs, they tend to be quite selective in environments that we feel are doing us favours. And we know there's going to be a good crowd.
Yeah.
And on that subject, thank you very much for everyone who's come to see us in the past.
Independent music, it's a labour of love, really, because to make money in the music industry, as you know, it is quite difficult. I mean, people don't buy CDs, but I always say buy a CD from a band because you get a little bit of profit back, or a T-shirt. It's getting people to like socials. It's really hard out there. So how do you, how do you get the support? I mean, how do you continue to do what you do?
Crying. No, I'm joking. So Steve and I are very lucky in the sense that we make our money through teaching and session work and other bits and pieces. So we make money through music, but not through the Lunar Keys as such. And Lexi and John have jobs, but also have that allow them a lot of time for music. And you know what? In a funny way, the conversation as to whether musicians are paid fairly, we're not going to go into. But
Yes.
in a funny way, I often find when that question, do I need to make money with it, or can I just have fun with it, is answered, and I think at the moment that question is firmly answered for most musicians because no one's making money.
Yeah.
It's quite liberating in some sense because you're not sitting there thinking, all right, will this be the next number one? Will this kind of break us? You're just thinking, well, okay, do I like this? Do I want to share this with the public? And am I proud of it? And I think if that keeps it really simple.
Absolutely. Good words, good words.
That said, I'd definitely be up for making some money with it.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, you know, even big bands, I mean, you know, no one's releasing that much on the grounds that it doesn't actually make you money. Touring makes you money, and touring makes you money if you can do it at a grand scale.
I'm really pleased I spoke to a drummer, because normally I get the lead vocalist, or I'll get somebody else. And I know drumming is, because I was laughing with you at the beginning, but it is quite it's a stressful job in the band, and the drummer has to be the most solid thing in the band, because you basically carry everything else. If the drumming's not right, it's the band is not right.
You are on top of my Christmas card list, myself.
And you're a session drummer, so you're a session drummer, and that must be good fun to go in to the studio to
I
do.
mean, that's not I sometimes do that. I wouldn't be so full of myself as to say I'm number one wanted session drummer. But I teach a lot, which is awesome. I just did my students' summer concert last night. 44, youngest being 5, oldest being 60, performing. So that was very heartwarming.
And do you teach drumming, or you teach across instruments?
No, I focus on drums. I play other instruments, but drumming is really the only one
Yeah.
that I feel I'm proficient enough to share my knowledge.
There we go. So you are Dom from the Lunar Keys. It's a fantastic track. Been playing it on the show loads, and it's called 88 Train. Tell us about the track.
The story behind it really is we took a little break towards the sort of tail end of last year. And we've all went and did various things, including travel. And it's just kind of what we come back with. The 88 comes from the fact, well, 88, two reasons. The number 8 plays a very positive role in numerology, if you want to go down that route. And it stands for hope, and it stands for power, etc. And it also tends to be the number. It also happens to be the number bus that our singer used to take to work.
All
So
right.
there's a dual influence here.
Yep.
It's just really about connecting with people and connecting with life. I think the train sort of serves a dual purpose. If you're a commuter, then you're only too aware of, you know, how insular people are sometimes, rather than chatting to each other. But obviously, the train also stands for the fact that it takes you places. It's a vehicle to explore, and a vehicle to connect with the world. We are on Spotify,
Yeah.
YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And the easiest way to find all these is if you go to Linktree, which is linktr.ee/the Lunar Keys. And then you get to a page where all of them are listed with the links.
But it's fantastic to chat to you, Dom. Thanks ever so much for your time. Would you like to introduce your fantastic track?
It would be my honor. And more importantly, I'd like to thank you, Michelle, very much for your support and for playing it. It really means the moon to us. So
Thank you.
thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Phoenix FM, presented by the one and only Michelle Ward, a new single, The Lunar Keys, 88 Train.
Thank you, Dom. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us. Bye-bye.
Walking out into the street, I breathe in the air.